Hi, Robert?
Yeah, speaking.
How are you doing, Robert? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I'm not going to ask for a donation. Okay, Robert?
Well, how long is this going to take?
It's not long at all, and your opinion is very important for the success of this research. Do you mind just giving
okay.
me a few minutes? Okay, thank you.
Sure.
To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
How many years? I'm in my 27th year.
Okay, thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Tile setter, mason helper, finisher, PCC restoration, terrestrial mechanical.
PCC.
Thank
PCC.
You.
PCC.
Thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you an improver? A finisher or a helper, apprentice, journey level mechanic, or a foreman?
Journeyman.
Thank you. And if no, are you currently working on the trade?
Yeah.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I always come back to the same company, and I'm just like laid off in the winter, so I'm never, I always come back right away.
Okay, so but you are laid off in the winter, so in the past.
Yeah, I'm laid off.
How many?
Yeah, weeks? How many weeks? 12. It's like 3 months.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about how you see, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I didn't understand what your question was.
Okay, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And now, do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were last year?
I mean, as far as I can tell, which is not much, I mean, I think it's about the same.
Thank you. And just to know, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
I mean, it's hard to find help, so I guess no.
Thank you. And just to know, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
Okay, thank you. And just to know, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know?
I mean, the last job, the last large, big commercial job that I was on was a restoration job for the USPS, so I'm assuming federal government.
That's federal government, yes, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now in the next 12 months?
In the next 12 months, I would think there would be less.
Thank you. And now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe public tool, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19.
Fall risk.
Thank you. Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Political candidacy, yes or no?
No.
Picketing, yes or no?
No.
Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yes, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Once.
Okay. Okay, that would be okay. Okay, changing the subject to a world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. I have six of them. Let me know which one is the top one. And I'm going to read them like that and then tell me which is the following. Local TV news programming, the internet or social media, radio, cable news, print, or online newspapers, friends and neighbors. Which one would think is the first one that you get your news from?
The first one is public radio.
Okay. And the next one, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspaper, friends and neighbors.
Online newspapers.
Okay. And then now we have four more. Local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news, friends and neighbors.
I would have to say friends and neighbors.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
The next one is local TV news programming, the internet or social media, cable news.
Local programming.
Okay, thank you. Now we only have two left, the internet or social media or cable news.
Social media or cable news can be interchangeable. I don't get my news from either of those.
Okay, not a problem. We're gonna put the internet fifth.
You can put social media last.
Okay. So you would think that I was gonna put that one. Okay, no problem. Okay. Here we go. All right, thank you. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? The environment, healthcare, immigration, jobs in the economy, education, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
It would have to be the environment and support for labor unions.
Okay. And the environment. Okay, and as you may know, BAC, B-A-C, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act, which is BAC?
No.
No? Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. You say that is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it.
It's very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protective of the Davis-Bacon Act? The Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
That supports, I think the Democratic Party.
Thank you. Assuming all the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I support the United Auto Workers.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with this other panel. This job as president overall. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Healthcare. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Immigration. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Support for labor unions. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The economy. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Foreign affairs. Approve or disapprove?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is doing this job? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly right now.
Thank you. And have you registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Now I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you proud to vote? Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates for Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service? It's an open-ended question. I have to record it. I have to write it down. So be specific about just one thing we'll do that you would think that it would improve its representation and service in your own words.
I guess just applying more pressure to non-union entities.
Okay. To
union entity and to just that's about it.
Okay. Okay, great, thank you. Okay. Now, what do you think the union's top priorities should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on, in your opinion?
I guess ensuring that we continue to receive top health care benefits and wages.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, union meetings, mail, job site, text?
Probably emails.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Probably a couple times a year.
Thank you. we almost done. We are 90%. Now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
A Democrat.
A strong or not strong?
Strong.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for the verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
My first name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Take care. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye.